Hey, greetings, everybody. It's Brother James, NoParish.com, John 424 Radio. Hey, it is a chilly, windy night. Hope you can hear me out here. Want to bring you a teaching today that's going to greatly encourage you, I think. It's called, You Shall Not Fall. You shall not fall. Let me read you my scripture verse, 2 Peter 1:10. Wherefore, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure, for if you do these things, ye shall never fall. Okay, that's the verse that I'm going with. And we're going to build upon this theme, you shall never fall. Well, how should we not fall? Peter says, if you do these things, ye shall never fall. Let's read and get to those things and talk about them. 2 Peter 1, I'm going to read it here. 2 Peter 1, my text for this teaching is verses 1 through 11. Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of our God and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power hath given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby we are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. I love that. That by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Okay, we've been given great promises, have we not? That's what a precious thing we have. And then Peter told us, if you do these things, you shall not fall. Let's get on to them. What are they? What can we do so that we can assure that we don't fall in this faith life? Ready? Here we go. Verse 5. And besides this, giving all diligence. Okay, diligence in the Greek, shude. It means make haste and be earnest. So we're to be earnest and make haste about the things of God, not be haphazard, not be lackadaisical, all right? And then it says, add to your faith. So we have diligence and add to your faith. That word faith in the Greek is pistis. It means persuasion and conviction of a truth. So we must be persuaded and we must have conviction about the truth of God. And that will keep us from falling. If we're diligent, it will keep us from falling. If we have faith, it will keep us from falling. Let's keep going. And then he says, virtue. Add to your faith virtue. This word is arteia. And virtue means excellence, moral goodness, purity. So we're to build our moral goodness and our purity in excellence to keep us from failing. And then it says, and to virtue, knowledge. This word knowledge in the Greek is gnosis. It means understanding and moral wisdom. So if we have understanding and we have moral wisdom, wisdom that we can use morally to apply to our lives, it's going to keep us from falling. Verse 6, and to knowledge, temperance. All right, that word is enkredai. Temperance means self-control. So if we have self-control in all these other traits that Peter's talking about, it's going to keep us from falling. And then he says, and to temperance, patience. So here's this word patience in the Greek. Humohe, or hupomohe. Hupomane. That's a hard one. Hupomane. It means cheerful, enduring, steadfast. So if we're cheerful, that would be joy of the Holy Spirit, and we're enduring in steadfastness, it's going to keep us from falling. And then it says, and to patience, godliness, right? And to patience, godliness. That word in the Greek means holiness, piety, and a respect towards God. That's going to keep us from falling, keep us on the straight and narrow. Verse 7, and to godliness, brotherly kindness. You'll know this word, Philadelphia in the Greek. It means affection and love. So if we have affection and love for the brethren, that's going to help be part of keeping us from falling. And to brotherly kindness, charity. You probably know this word. Charity is agape. It means goodwill and it means benevolence. So go back. We can cover them real quick. So to keep us from falling, we want to give diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge temperance, to temperance patience, to patience godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. Those are the traits that Peter says, if we hold to them, build them, grow them, lean on them, fill our life with them, we will not fall. And then let's finish what he says, verses 8 through 10. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah, you got all these traits going on, you will not be unfruitful. Jesus said you will bear much fruit. Those are parts of the fruit that we're supposed to have. Verse 9. But he that lacketh these things is blind, cannot see afar off, hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. So if we don't foster those traits in us, we're going to become blind to spiritual things. We're not going to have love. We're not going to have faith. We're not going to have benevolence. We're not going to have persistence. We're going to be barren. And that's why he says, then you're going to fall. And then I'll repeat verse 10. It's what I started with. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fail. Verse 11, for so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly unto the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Wow, that is a powerful, powerful chapter. I hope that's encouraged and edified you. What you can do, the Word of God, the eternal Word of God says, if you foster those traits in your life, you will not fall. You can count on that. You can stand on that. You can trust in that. And I hope that you build those traits into your life. We're here to help you do that. Check out don'tperish.com. Email us if we can help you. Pouring out for the saints, traveling, preaching Christ crucified. He's the only hope for this lost world, the gospel. I hope you're building those traits in you and that you will never fall for his glory. Go back and read those. Go back and study those words. Go back and study those traits. Then fill your life up with them to the glory of God. We love you all. Till next time, go out and have a glorious day. May God be praised.